Chapter 7, Mastering Your Emotions. Quote, "He who fears he shall suffer already suffers what he fears." Michel de Montaigne. We don't fear situations. We fear how we will feel when they occur, because we're generally unskilled at feeling bad and hate doing so as a result. Emotions are nothing more than helpful survival mechanisms, mere information, but that's not how we relate to them. We ascribe importance to them due to identification, as in, I am sad. Consequently, we relate to negative emotions with aversion, hatred, light, and fight against them through incessant prevention, elimination, and avoidance mechanisms. Think about that. We hate the very things that protect us and guide us toward growth and transformation. You wouldn't be reading this book if it weren't for negative emotions. They're the best teacher in existence, and since they're a part of us, hating emotions is akin to hating ourselves. In this chapter, you will learn that unskillful emoting entails not only hating them, but also experiencing them as overwhelming and overpowering, unnecessarily hijacking your mind for minutes, hours, and even days. Then you'll learn why skillful emoting is vital to your well-being. This chapter introduces two practices, one developmental and one fruitional, to help you get control over your emotions so they don't control you. Fighting emotions results in disaster. This hatred-based war on emotions is unnecessary because they typically arise and pass very quickly, usually within single-digit minutes. Take laughing, for example. You start convulsing, making weird hiccuping sounds as if you are experiencing a kind of seizure, and water squirts out of your eyes. Somehow, it's socially acceptable to do this in public, and despite having no idea what you're laughing at, others often share in your joy and start laughing themselves. Those bodily reactions indicate that you're allowing yourself to experience the emotion fully, which helps it subside. Actively resist it, such as when you try your utmost not to laugh at a fart in church, and the impulse to laugh grows out of control. I find it fascinating that in those rare moments when we allow ourselves to cry, the same bodily reactions occur, convulsing, hiccuping sounds, and water squirting from the eyes. And just as with positive emotions, when we fight against allowing the body to process negative emotions the way evolution programmed it to, we suffer for much longer than necessary. In addition to suffering through a painful emotion for an extended period, suffering arises due to repression and suppression of negative emotions, because all that energy has to go somewhere. The mind directs it into the body, which results in progressive forms of unconscious anxiety. The process starts with striated muscle tension in the shoulders, head, face, belly, and elsewhere. If that isn't entirely effective, the mind directs energy to the smooth muscles of the gastrointestinal tract, causing loss of appetite, upset stomach, functional vomiting, irritable bowel syndrome, and other GI-related conditions. If that doesn't work, you might be in for a panic attack. Jamming the energy of an emotion into the body in these ways causes mental havoc as the left brain struggles to make sense of the disturbance and find a way to stop it. When the brain can't figure out a viable external solution, it continues trying, because that's all it knows to do. This rumination can be challenging to stop as long as the somatic root of tension remains. In other words, afflicted rumination is sometimes a symptom of an underlying, unaddressed somatic condition. In the next chapter, I emphasize the need to fully feel the emotion during the consequences step of the ABCDE tool for this very reason. If you don't allow your body to process the emotion, you can apply the ABCDE tool until the cows come home, yet you might not feel much relief. To illustrate this critical point further, here's an example from a client interaction.